Despite the challenges of making independent films in the borderland, the region's filmmaking community continues to expand. A coalition of local filmmakers have been working to build financial support for film productions through varying lobbying efforts. Thanks to those efforts, the El Paso City Council recently agreed to begin a film incentive grant program. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Jesus Nunez is one of many local filmmakers rallying to influence lawmakers for film production incentives, and Peter Svarsbein, the El Paso City Council representative for District 1, who has spearheaded discussions and efforts at the city and state levels to increase film production incentives, are both in the studio today. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Big move at the city council a few weeks ago. I know this comes after years of effort from your office as well as the local filmmaking community. Peter, back us up sort of where this ball got rolling a couple years back.
So film for me and the, I guess, the creative class in El Paso is something that is more than just a theory. It's something that I've been actively involved in. I have an MFA from the School of Visual Arts. I've worked on both photography and film productions in the past, both in New York and in El Paso. So it's something that I understand on a personal and professional level. Part of what this started off with me was when Sicario was released, it was about maybe 3 months into my first term on city council. And I was really, you know, disturbed by how the border was being portrayed in that film. I think a lot of us understand that one of the challenges we have as a community is how we tell our story. And misrepresentation and stereotypes of the border and of El Paso damage us culturally and economically.
For people who don't know, this is Denis Villeneuve's film from a few years back, Sicario, about narco trafficking and the
shoot 'em up on the bridge,
border war.
Shoot 'em up on the bridge, things that never have happened here. But to this day, I have people come, is it like Sicario? Is it like, you know,
right.
This is the challenge that we face. With Sicario, the other thing too about it is that not only was that film damaging to us from a cultural and economic level, but we received no benefit from it. I think there was half a day of some B-roll shooting that they did in this community. You have other television programs like The Bridge, which are based in El Paso and on the border, always showing us as this gritty, dark, dangerous, violent place. They shot, a day of B-roll there?
Right.
Most of it was shot in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so from that, being in office and understanding that I'm no longer working in film and photography, but rather in policy as my medium, I thought it was important to work with the community and to try to introduce items that could challenge those issues of narrative and of stereotype and of representation. And film and encouraging the film community seemed to be a natural outlet to do those things. And so working with our state lobbyists and with EP Film, we made it a legislative priority agenda to increase the film incentives on the state level. Jesus, as well as close to 100 other filmmakers, had shown up numerous times at city council to advocate for that. When the state's legislative session was open, I had actually was in Austin and had testified in support of increasing the film incentives because as the largest Texas city to New Mexico, we have a lot of talented filmmakers, people involved in all types of film, actors, PAs, DPs, directors, writers that are all involved in film here, but they have to go out to New Mexico.
So I want to jump in and say, Jesus, you know, it was stunning to see so many from the film community there standing before council, lobbying for these efforts, supporting these efforts, originally going to the state, hoping to get some special. Was the original concept to go to the state and get some special incentives that cover West Texas to help us better compete against New Mexico?
That was part of it. I know when I started mobilizing the crowds to go to city council for that first meeting in October of last year, it was more of a general idea of, you know, we got to get this thing going. And it's going to benefit not only Texas, but, you know,
and
El Paso
to show
mainly.
Council you exist, and it's a large community now. I think a lot of lay people who are not making films don't realize how many films are being made every weekend, every week here. They may not be the big productions like Sicario or the big Hollywood productions that New Mexico sees, but we have a robust film community that just seems to keep expanding.
Yeah, and we make it work with whatever we have. You know,
right.
It's nickel and dime kind of productions here and there, but we still make it work, and it's good to have the support from the city to be able to make, you know, bigger productions every now and then.
You make it work with almost nothing.
Exactly.
I know this firsthand, which I guess brings us full circle that, Peter, as you all were lobbying the state was actually going in an opposite direction. They cut state tax incentive funding for film production statewide. So that brings us back to the city and you deciding at some point that maybe the city should be supporting grassroots efforts for filmmaking.
Well, that's kind of precisely what happened was with the work with EP Film and with my office, the idea was to go both state and with local. And when I was there testifying, I mean, you had some state reps from Dallas that were referencing the Texas Chainsaw Massacre as a reason to cut funds. Some of these funds from the
1970s.
Texas Commission were used for this, and that's a reason to cut it
40 years ago.
You know, it got so bad that there was one point discussion to kill the entire Texas Film Commission entirely. But from that defeat, I guess, or setback, not a defeat, but a setback, from the state level, I felt it was important to look at what we could do on the local level. And with the upcoming budget season that had occurred, you know, I was looking at what projects, what programs that we could support and I could also introduce. You know, the council at the end of the day votes on what to approve or to deny. You know, one of the things that I introduced that was passed by the council was pedestrian safety measures for Brown Street. And another was looking at testing a pilot film incubator program. Understanding that film production, local film production, is different than 2D or 3D art, it was important to have a separate incubator program for that. Mm-hmm. MCAD, the Museum and Cultural Affairs Department of El Paso, has a really great program for local artists. It's the Artist Incubator Program, the AIP. It's grants for local artists to make work based in El Paso up to $3,500. Myself, in previous years, was a recipient of this for a kosher taco truck art installation that we took on the road. But separate from that, it's a really great project for keeping local artists here and for supporting the local creative
program work.
So that's a very good question. The film program, understanding, right, that film acts differently than 2 or 3D art.
Yeah.
It's a different budget. It's a different
It's usually not solitary artists working. It's a whole team of people.
You can't make a film by yourself. Yeah. So looking at that and understanding kind of what it would take, my proposal to council was let's fund three projects up to $10,000 each for a film project. Right?
For a total of $30,000 funding
for next year. For a total of $30,000 in funding for next year, up to $10,000 for each project.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the idea there. Understanding that $3,500 was great for 2D or 3D based art, but for film artists, for film productions, it's a much larger budget. And for up to $10,000 in El Paso, with the advances in digital, you can shoot a film for that much.
Yeah.
And
so that was approved a few weeks ago in council.
Yes. So it was approved a few weeks ago in council. The initial approval, I think, was done back in July. This was one of the first, I think it was the first budget request I had coming from my office. People have seen in the council, people have seen how passionate I've been. They've seen with some of the old members, they've seen how passionate the film community was beforehand. And I think that you have a council as a whole that understands that when we talk about economic development, we talk about quality of life, it's not just infrastructure, but it's also supporting the best and the brightest here.
Yeah.
And without a project like this, I would hate to see Jesus, I would hate to see others be forced to leave town to go to an Austin, go to an Albuquerque or Los Angeles to do what they love.
So Jesus, as a filmmaker and knowing a lot of the filmmakers in town, what does $10,000 represent an impact for making a film for you?
When speaking for myself, it's mainly being able to pay ourselves out, to be honest. It's sometimes it takes up to 4 days to film a short film or whatever it is that we're filming. And that's time that we're investing into this
yeah.
project. And you know, paying yourself out, and a lot of times it's also food. It's also just being able to feed yourself on set and having what's called crafting or craft services, you know, water and
gasoline,
you know,
and food.
Exactly.
And memory cards.
Exactly.
You can't get around that,
go
right?
A long
you
way.
Still got to buy the film or the memory cards.
Exactly.
You still got to feed people, even if they're working for free. But that's a number, though, that, as you say, begins to allow for treating people professionally.
Exactly.
Which actually means paying them to produce this work. So I think it $10,000, it doesn't seem a lot in the grand scheme of things and the big budgets the city has, but at the grassroots level, for people who are used to making films for no money or very little money, $10,000, it's just going to be amazing to see
it's
the kinds
plenty.
Of
yeah.
products that can be made with that now.
And it will be, you know, one thing that we did in looking at best practice, it will be the largest and most generous film grant program in the state of Texas. So we are really defining ourselves. We're trying to reestablish ourselves as a film hub. And I do think that with our proximity to New Mexico, we have a right and responsibility as a city to say that we're really going to support our filmmakers and our filmmaker community here. And it goes back to kind of that whole point with Sicario as well. Mm-hmm. Why is it important to do it? It's not just necessary about being able to have a professional set as well and to be able to pay people and be able to do a project properly. It's also about how do we communicate our story? How do we show what life is really like here? That idea of representation of our narrative as a border community is constantly misrepresented and misunderstood. And I could not think of a better way to challenge those stereotypes and those misconceptions than by helping to support authentic and real voices telling authentic mm-hmm. and real stories about El Paso yeah. and the border region.
Absolutely. There are millions of stories, as you know, Jesus, to be told here on the border, yeah. and yep. almost are. All of them don't involve the drug war.
yeah.
They're just people living life, yep. And those stories and those images don't often get out into our national moving images.
Exactly.
So. It's really exciting to hear what's going on. So, Peter, what happens next? The money is budgeted, so yep. next year there will be a process through MCAD. Any preliminary thoughts on when an application process might begin?
So, quickly? The money has been allocated for this. It was a slight increase into the overall tax rate. What staff is doing right now is they're looking and researching other film programs and grant programs that are there as well across the state and country. In the spring will probably be when they start the application process and submittal process for it as well. But I encourage any filmmakers or enthusiasts or those that are interested to please contact MCAT. My office is not involved in any part of this process moving forward, but MCAT will be the ones that will be making those decisions.
Good. Yeah, Good. What I do recommend is to sign up to the MCAT newsletter. That's what I did. And they send that, I believe, like monthly or weekly notifications about what's happening in the city, and I think that's going to be part of it.
Perfect. Well, Peter, Jesus, thanks for your leadership in getting the city to create this much-needed financial support for our filmmakers.
Of course.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I've been discussing the latest developments in the City of El Paso's Filmmaker Incentive Program, which will launch a pilot grant program in 2018. My guests have been El Paso City Council Representative for District 1, Peter Svarsbein, and local filmmaker Jesus Nunez, who, along with many others in El Paso's film community, have been advocating for financial support for filmmaking in West Texas at both the state and local levels. A final program note, my own film series, The Film Salon, screens the 1954 Japanese epic Seven Samurai from a 35mm print tonight at 5:30 p.m. at Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. Tickets are just $3 and are available at the Alamo box office or online at drafthouse.com. For a schedule of upcoming Film Salon presentations, log on to filmsalon.org. Thanks today to Lauren Terrazas for engineering the program. On Films producer is Dennis Wu. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.